Dublin Airport will breach its cap of 32 million passengers this year. That's according to the operator. The company said that despite efforts to dampen airline demand, it now forecasts that passenger numbers in 2024 will be closer to 33 million. Kenny Jacobs is the chief executive of the Dublin Airport Authority and he joins me now. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Paul.
Am I right in saying this is the first time you're going to breach the cap?
It's the first time we're going to breach the cap. We've had a very strong August, a record August in both Dublin and Cork airports, which is very, very good, also with record passenger scores. But numbers are trending at about 5.5% through September. So we're forecasting that if everything remains the same, we expect that we'll do 33 million passengers as opposed to 32 million passenger cap. So it's the first time. We're confident we've done everything we can to comply. We've turned airlines away. We have removed all incentives at Dublin Airport. We've introduced a new incentive for airlines to move capacity to Cork. And it's a great shame that we're in this position. We would love to be able to grow, but we will comply with planning until we're able to expand Dublin Airport.
Is it that you don't have the power to limit arrivals or you're not using power which you've already been given?
We don't have the power to limit arrivals. So the slot process is what it's called in aviation. That is regulated and it's run by the IAA. So we cannot stop airlines applying for slots. We can encourage them not to. We can remove incentives and take a raft of activities, which we have done in order to discourage airlines. But Dublin Airport is very low cost for airlines. They want to come here. Dublin is the gateway to Ireland. So there's very strong airline demand. If we hadn't taken those actions, we estimate that a further 650,000 passengers would be at Dublin. The big issue will be next year. So we're headed to a summer 25 slot decision that will take 1 million passengers out. And that helps us comply. But it's tragic for Ireland because it will cost 1,000 aviation jobs. We estimate that it'll take about 400 to 500 tourism spend out of the country and cost thousands of tourism jobs.
Will you face enforcement proceedings for failing to meet the cap?
We don't think so. We've done everything to comply and we are confident that we can demonstrate that to any court that we've done every single thing that we could to comply, and that helps us make the case with compliance. We do not control the number of passengers at the airport. That's determined by the slot process run by the IAA.
Can you tell us about what you believe the government can do, because the Transport Minister Eamon Ryan says he can't intervene in the planning process?
Look, ultimately, I think this issue now goes beyond transport. I think this is an Irish issue. I think what needs to happen is faster planning. I also think what needs to happen is more joined up infrastructure thinking that gives Ireland the infrastructure that we need. I mean, I welcome the recent news by Taoiseach that maybe a Department of Infrastructure could be set up. I think this would be a good thing. But ultimately, this is about planning. Not just transportation, and it's about the speed at which Ireland moves to get critical infrastructure built.
But isn't it also about climate action, about limiting emissions from the aviation sector? That's what it's the cap is in place for.
No, that's absolutely what the cap isn't in place for. The cap exists for 16 years and it's about traffic congestion to and from Dublin Airport. There's no connection with climate action and sustainability with the cap at Dublin Airport.
Shouldn't there be an element of that in the considerations though?
There's absolutely more than an element of that in our plans. So in the infrastructure application that we've submitted, there's 400 million sustainability investments that won't happen until we get planning going faster and the infrastructure application is granted. You know, we are fully committed to reduce our carbon emissions by 51% by 2030 and to be net zero by 2050. But we can't get on and do that and deliver those sustainability improvements until we get the infrastructure application granted.
As you were realising that the cap was going to be breached, have you been in contact with the government? What contact has taken place?
Oh, we're in constant contact with the government. That would be the Department of Transport and other departments, because this is going to impact jobs. It's going to impact foreign direct investment. It's going to impact tourism. So we at DAA, look, we're very happy to be growing in August, but we're flagging that this is now going to be us going over the limit at Dublin. But we're in constant contact with the government and other stakeholders. Airlines are annoyed about this, and they're right to be, because they want to grow at Dublin. And in 2025, there will be a real loss of jobs because of this cap. And the quicker we get the infrastructure application and planning moving quicker, the better for Ireland, the better for DAA.
Switching to commuters, should they be worried about flight access in the coming months?
In the coming months, absolutely not. So, look, the slots for the winter have been determined. The two big carriers here, Aer Lingus and Ryanair, they have the same slots that they had last year. So I don't expect any difficulty in the coming months in terms of people getting home for Christmas. I don't expect fares to be that much higher than last year. It will be the summer of 2025, Paul, when 1 million passengers will come out and fares will go up. There may be one or two or several more routes that will fall off. So there'll be a drop in connectivity. So we are flagging no issue in the short term, but a significant issue and impact next year.
So who's to blame for this? I mean, you're saying you've done all that you possibly can, and yet the cap has been breached. So where does the finger of blame point?
Look, we should have tackled the cap sooner. We should have applied for planning sooner. So we need to move quicker, and we will learn from that ourselves. And we will definitely be applying for planning in good time next time. And we need to get the cap fixed. I think ultimately this central issue is about planning and the speed at which planning moves in Ireland. And it's about the lack of joined up thinking on critical national infrastructure.
Kenny Jacobs, Chief Executive of the Dublin Airport Authority. Thanks so much for joining us.